Hey friends, it's Joy and
Crystal,
and it's our special edition time of yes. So You Think You Can dance, because we think we can dance.
Sure. I mean, I danced this morning. You can definitely dance. I think
you don't know that you can't dance. You haven't tried to dance recently. You've danced before.
I have rhythm. Does that count?
That's because you're Latina, so you gotta have rhythm. That's actually not true. Because
that is false. False statements.
Sometimes it just takes a little while for the rhythm to hit.
You're right.
It just takes the right song. It's there
eventually. You just gotta find it somewhere. Right. You know.
Get your right song. Anyways, so You Think You Can Dance? It's the third live show now.
Mm-hmm. Top eight.
Top eight. Getting rid of two people tonight, which we got some feelings. We got some thoughts
so
about
So we're
this.
Just going to go
straight ahead
number
into
by
it.
Number and just discuss. Okay, so first of all, Kat looks beautiful.
Oh my
Her
God.
Her lashes look fabulous. Hold on. And, Joy messed
She's
it up.
Wearing this beautiful red dress with a little tulip scallop on the shoulders. It's so pretty. I don't think I've ever seen her wear something that I thought was not pretty.
Yeah, because she's just Kat.
She just looks good at everything. So even if it's like ugly on normal people, it looks great on her. Like if I wore it, it'd be trash. But she wore it.
She wore
it. And it
because she ready.
Because she ready. Ooh, she ready. Ooh, she ready. Look at them lashes.
Her lashes look great. That dress is cute.
We're gonna swing from those chandelier earrings.
Yes, and that's exactly what you think it is. By the way, sorry.
So the first number, the group number, the opener. What an interesting concept.
I love unique concept group numbers. There was I think it was season 13, where they did a lot of group numbers and they were great. They were high concept, very, very smart. There's a real cool one that they did on the stage versus street season, which was stupid, but it was with lights and it was really cool. And anyways,
ooh,
which I'm making a playlist for Joy and Anna to watch all these different So You Think numbers, because they're very much novices to the show and I'm not. So
yeah, I've only been watching, like, actually keeping up with it since last year when we started watching it and
yeah
recording.
And I always reference, like, oh, this reminds me of this, and they're like, what? So
what?
This will be good for them.
I can imagine in my head, but, like, I would like to see it in real life too.
Yeah. So I love the concept. I don't really get it exactly. I mean, kind of do, but
I mean, I guess it's pretty, for me, it's pretty on the nose.
Yeah. And I love how, like, because things like that could easily turn too much.
Yeah, it can get gimmicky.
Yeah,
but they did it just enough that it was conceptual.
Turn the fan, because I'm literally sweating bullets right now.
Sweating.
Can
Ooh,
you?
She not ready?
No, I'm not ready. Sorry, she's gonna turn the fan on because I'm like sweating so much. I don't understand. So yes, I enjoy smart conceptual group numbers. Also, I'm a fan of how they use the stage as well. Oh my God, thank you. The wind's blowing. I'm Beyonce. It's amazing. Thank you.
Ooh, she got wind in the hair. Oh, bitch, don't even mention Beyonce. I'll have a heart attack again.
In case you didn't know, we're going to see her live next month. Oh, my God, next month.
Oh, my God. It's 4 weeks away.
Wait, what?
It's actually, I think, 3.5 weeks away.
I think I'm going to throw up.
Okay.
I can't
We're
even.
Not even ready.
Oh, my God,
bitch, we're not ready.
Crying.
Okay, we're going to stop crying now. Okay, group number, really great. Was there any part of it that stood out to me specifically? No, because I think everybody did their part and everybody did just enough to be like, bam.
And I think in this number that was okay, because I think that was the idea, to be
equally, you know, mm-hmm, showcasing everybody's talents.
So my favorite line of the episode is when Kat is introducing the judges and she says, more screams than Wes Craven, Mary Murphy.
Because it's so accurate, obviously.
The line of the night. Okay, so we're going to get into Jensen and JJ.
Which, spoilers, my favorite couple.
They're dancing a jazz with
jazz.
Sean Cheeseman. They talked about it not wanting it to be, because he says, like, he wants it to be like a Mr. and Mrs. Smith type thing. And they were worried about being too sexy. The thing is, because I never judges thought,
have told them, well, Nigel did, specifically told stupid. Her, Jensen, she's too sexy. And I'm like, bitch, what you gonna do with all those curves? Throw them everywhere. Like, literally, you can't tell her to not do something that she's got.
I just, like, it's not.
But it's not, I mean, like, it's not it is sexy, but it's sexual. Not vulgar.
So I don't know why he's uncomfortable. And that's his problem.
That's his problem. He got to reel it in, man. Anyways. We literally have had conversations about your issues.
Gross.
And everybody's issues. Gross. Get away.
Yeah.
This
so
number.
I think it was, again, a great showcase for the two.
Mm-hmm.
The two as individuals and as a whole.
Oh, my God. I love that lift he did backwards out off of the couch. It was so slow. And yeah. It was just like strength, 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 strength.
Right.
Strength.
All over the place.
We say it every single week, but they're so fucking strong. And yeah. I'm kind of sad that they won't be dancing together next week because they'll have the All-Stars. Because I love this couple.
But I'm excited to see who she's going to dance with because she's going to crush it. She's gonna freaking crush it.
She crushes everything.
She's gonna crush it.
Bitch, look at that booty. Girl, I want to look that good in some of those. I have like a bathing suit bottom that is just like what she's wearing.
Is it sparkly like that?
No, unfortunately not. I'll throw some glitter on it. It'll be fine. But I don't look like that in that bathing suit.
We'll do that exact number and you will be.
Okay. Yeah, if I do it 100 times a day,
okay.
I probably will.
All right.
I exercise.
You're doing a cheerleader just now. Okay.
Puke. Yeah. In the morning, I was doing some exercises to some dancing. So
was it to the song? It should have been.
Oh, my God.
Okay, your next workout, mimic this dance. We just do the Jensen
parts. Yeah, we have a couch. We can do it.
Oh my God,
they were so good. I think she has like helped him come out a little bit more in his personality, sure. Because in the beginning and especially like during the audition process, he was a little bit more introverted and wasn't being like showy and super out there.
I think
and obviously because she's a ballroom and she knows how to like play up to the crowd, she's gonna push him to do that. And I think he like, I don't know. He's a really great partner for her.
I think we've said this before, that they complement each other really well.
Yes, because he can handle her and she can push him. Like they push each other in the best way.
Sure.
I have no negative notes. I have no negative notes. And she said that her skirt came off like early and we couldn't even tell.
No. I mean,
they're complete professionals.
I think it's just because she maybe it felt like a fumble, but it didn't look like a fumble.
No,
so.
It looked very natural. It looked like part of the dance. Nigel's trash.
Okay, so I really enjoy that we get to see their solos, because I said before that solos, they should bring back Dance for Your Life, and they haven't in a long time. But I love that we get to see their stuff and who they are.
Mm-hmm. Like them just by themselves. I really like, okay, so Cole was the first solo up. I like that he did like a jive. Is that correct? Jive?
Yeah.
Jive. He did a jive-ish.
Yeah, he did. It was a jive-y.
It was jive.
Ballroom and solos are so hard, especially for the male.
Because like a lot of
their because they're not the showy part of the ballroom most of the time.
They're not the flashy.
Yeah, so I mean, it can't be. I've seen it done before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very evident when it's
I think it's good that he picked a jive though, because it's one that you can excel
energetic
at
and stuff,
without having to have a partner. Because there's a lot, I mean, obviously there's a lot of movement, there's a lot of steps.
Yeah.
So it looks good with a partner because obviously you're both doing it. Because
they're the frame and she's
sync,
the picture.
But I like that he did that for his. Personally, I was more of an NSYNC girl myself.
Well, here's the thing though, I love them both, but my love for Backstreet will knows no bounds. Like I still love them to this day. Like when we were watching the episode, and also at the same time the MTV Video Music Awards are on right now, and I didn't know they're gonna be on there
on the Monday. Award shows on Mondays are so random to me.
Love them so much.
And she started crying.
Sidetrack. Okay, so now we're watching Genesee and Slavic Dance, a contemporary by Mandy Moore.
Mandy Moore. I love that. Okay, I'm very happy that this time when they introduced Mandy Moore, they didn't say from La La Land, Mandy Moore. I was like,
they figure you know
finally.
It's like the third episode, fourth episode, whatever. So what did you think of the number?
Okay, I said it earlier. We try to keep our thoughts together for this. And this is why we record immediately after the show.
Yeah.
So it's fresh as fuck. I really think that the lifts that they're giving him are contemporary 101, lift 101. I don't think that they're pushing him, because Cole even said later in this episode, he was like, I think as far as the lifts, they've really pushed me to the extent of what I can do. And yeah, totally. And Cole's done a great job with lifts. Mm-hmm.
Also, Hannah is very small.
Yeah, so it's a lot easier. And
I think not that Genesee is big by any means.
No. But I think Slavik is not as strong, or he doesn't know how to use his strength for this. I think he's very used to being like solo and not partnered. Yeah, and yeah. I wish they would push him more. I just wish
that's the overall issue. Yes,
the overall problem that they should push him more, because okay, he's good, but he could be great if they pushed him, or we could see what he's made of if he really is great deep down inside.
Show me what you're working with, you know.
I'm secretly in the club in my head all the time. Those club songs come out. Did you see him pointing his toes? Because I didn't.
I have. Okay. First of all, I love this song. Fall for You is a beautiful song. A very simple piano on top. I think I like their chemistry. Mm-hmm. But chemistry doesn't always necessarily translate to connection. And what I mean by that is, for example, in a song, when you're playing music, if you ever played music, you know you have to breathe in certain parts of the measure of the music, right, in order for the song to flow freely, mm-hmm, and sound correct. To me, I don't feel like they were breathing in the right parts of the song in order for it to fill the space, yes, and to flow freely. Like, it was kind of like very choppy.
There was, yes, because there was a lot of spots where I was like, not that there's like nothing happening, but it's just like it's slow where there should be action, and there's like nothing where there should be connection.
Yeah, I think maybe they need to work. I mean, not that they're gonna listen to this, but if any suggestion I could is that maybe work.
We'll tweet on, this.
Maybe do some yoga together, do some breathing exercises, because they have the chemistry, they have the camaraderie,
they have chemistry,
but they don't have.
They're not in sync.
Yeah. And also, like, I don't know.
Or Backstreet.
I don't know if it's like, because first of all, Genesee to me has never been as good as she was in the Academy.
Audition.
And I don't understand, mm-hmm, what happened. I don't know. Like,
I really
live
think
shows
that she
freak
panicked
her out or something. Yeah. Or, like, we'll fast forward a bit. In the end, she talks about how, or Nigel says something about how Genesee is really helpful to Slav. Like, maybe that's holding her back or something.
Is that she's taking too much of her time teaching rather than,
Yeah, I feel like it's just, it wasn't, the symphony wasn't performed properly. Right. And I feel like once they get that cohesiveness of the song or of the movement, mm-hmm, it would be great. Because they can do it, they just don't have
the synchronicity.
Synchronicity, yeah. I think that's the issue with that. Because I was looking at it and I go, that felt, I don't care for that. I shipped them, so very hard, but it didn't feel cohesive to me.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of issues there, and we can explore that later. But then we go into Hanalei's solo, which this cover of the song, I really like the original song. So this cover of the song, I was like,
First of all, Hanalei is not bad, but no. I cannot hear the song and not think Eva Igo from season one of World of Dance. She smashed this song, and I feel like that song needs to retire because Eva
Igo it's been done.
Did everything she could to it. And because even
when
a
remix
this,
will not do it when justice. Yeah,
I saw this. I was like, oh my god, I want to watch that video so bad, because she's Eva Igo is phenomenal, and she's like 10.
We're also watching World of Dance. We watched it last year, and we're watching it this year. I'm so pissed that Eva Igo was sent home.
Yeah, wow.
That was unfair.
What a turn of events. But I do appreciate that it's like, it's hardcore. Like, you can't just, not that she was resting on any laurels or anything, but the fact that she, it's not as simple.
It's not as easy as like, I did really great last year, so let me in this year. It's like, I'm doing really great every single time.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's
like, I'm always great. Because I am, thanks.
So next we get into, I believe it's Magda and Darius, and they're dancing a hip hop number. Okay.
All right. So I got some notes about this.
Go ahead. Go. You start.
Overly over characterization, too much thought process into this thing. I get where they were going with the whole like werewolf and unleash the beast and blah blah blah, but I think it was like you're thinking about it too much. Just like,
it's not that serious.
Being a werewolf is not that serious. I would know. I've got fur, apparently.
Oh my god.
So funny story. I'm a werewolf, guys. No, I'm not. Children just think I am.
Anyways,
I scared children.
She wasn't scared of you.
No, I know, but that is not the first time that comment.
Oh,
has
really?
Been made.
Oh no.
By adults or children.
So. Oh well, that's if adults, it's rude.
Yeah, because they're fucking rude.
Innocent children is not.
Because family is fucking rude.
Family? Wow. Mm-hmm.
The welcome to my teenagehood.
Put them on blast right now. Do it,
bitch. I'm not gonna say who.
Okay,
not
so
not that she's ever gonna see it, but my tia's, damn, they're fucking harsh.
Well,
anyways,
makes
so
sense.
Overly conceptualized. I don't think it was that serious. I do not like what they did with the styling.
I don't like.
I do not. Yes, I do not. I don't like what they did with the styling. I think it was okay to a certain extent, but it just felt like really like overproduced, over makeuped, over.
It was very distracting, and I feel like that was on purpose.
Yeah, because they knew it wasn't going to go well.
Like, if they wanted to have fur, fine. But then, like, make sure, made her, put her hair all the way up, like some braids or something, like, away from her face.
Yeah,
away
this
from
is hairography again. Which
you
I'm
couldn't
really
see her body. It was so
she was
up
covered,
everything she was
and
wearing.
He's also very covered. That sweater
yeah,
he's wearing is so
it's
thick.
Very distracting.
And I'm like, why are you doing that?
Also I've
like,
seen far better from Farside in Phoenix, so I'm like, what is this?
Okay, so I'd never seen their choreograph.
Please don't judge it on this. It is not. It's,
and I was like, really? Like, this feels like something I choreographed in junior high.
Oh, damn.
And that's saying something.
Ouch. The non-dancer.
The non-dancer. I danced back then.
Yeah, it just wasn't.
No, it wasn't that bad. Cause
and Darius is doing the best he could with what he was given.
Darius is
he was
really
working real
really
hard.
Working it.
Although he like totally know. Drops her right there.
Oh my god.
But
yeah.
They don't, I don't think they address it.
No, they
funny.
Don't. Well, we fast forward through the judges' comments
well,
minus
true.
Twitch. So
well, if
we Twitch
didn't mention it, then I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would. It
I
just
really expected more from her because in her hip hop number and the auditions, like, she didn't do that bad.
She just wasn't confident in this, and you can tell.
I know. And I guess she was just scared about being in the bottom four last week, and
yeah,
it threw her off
threw her
for
off.
This
it
week.
Really did.
And then giving her this dance, I'm like, I get it. And I get what they were saying, that there's a lot of steps, and there's you don't just go on counts because you have steps in between your counts.
Mm-hmm.
And Twitch's comment was exactly
God
right.
God bless his constructive criticism.
I know.
Thank
I
you.
Know. Because it really helped them for the second for the second dance.
Exactly.
Because he was saying, do you remember exactly what he said?
No, but right. He just said that wasn't good. You weren't
committed. It was the commitment.
It. Yeah.
Because I think she does have the ability, because we've seen her commit to other styles of dance and still go really well. But to this, it was just like, it felt like half-assed, really.
Yeah, and it just it's
and I don't normally get that from her, because she seems like such a hard worker. Their rehearsals seemed really intense.
Yeah.
Like, and they've always as a pair like helped each other and pushed each other. I think this is a really great couple too,
yeah,
that I didn't think I was gonna like.
And he says like your back wasn't in it,
and I totally get that.
Yeah,
because
that
in hip hop like
sense.
Your back isn't like rigid and straight. Like, no, you gotta like bend and like move and like.
Yeah, your back wasn't in it.
You have to like give into it. And I don't.
Yeah,
think
I just
was
got it.
That.
Just wasn't. It wasn't a good number, and that sucks because they're both better than that.
They are.
And
I don't know. I think all the pieces that came together just fell flat, yeah. Unfortunately, which sucks because they're fantastic. I think individually and together they're fantastic. And
you know what I don't understand is why don't people say, I feel like when they talk about the show on the show, they always say, so you think you can dance every time? They won't abbreviate it. They would just like, it just feels like a lot of words coming out. Like,
so you think you can dance?
They don't say, so you think enough, or
so you think
SY whatever the,
that would be a lot of stuff. Well, so maybe they should just say, so you think.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Or this show. They always say, like, this is my first time on So You Think You Can Dance. Or just say, it's my first time on this show. Like,
yeah, because have you been on other shows that are called So You Think You Can Dance?
Okay, so JJ's doing a solo. I loved his solo.
I love it.
It is
too.
Powerful and it has attitude and skill.
I think this was a nice like glimpse of what we were going to get next from him. A
great showcase of his talent.
Loving it. I love him. I love that his personality is out now. I love that he's like really like digging deep into stuff, and he's like, you can see he's fully committed.
I don't know if that like he practiced that or whatever, but it feels just like a freestyle, like yes. just coming off his head as he does it. Like I love that. Like, and if it was even better, right. But I love that it just feels fresh and new and in the moment,
right? And like he feels innovative. He doesn't feel good, and I guess because it's jazz, he's not like mm-hmm. necessarily contemporary or necessarily hip-hop, but he's jazz, and you can bring a lot of elements into jazz, yeah. I think. Mm-hmm. And I think he was really good at that.
So Slavic solo. I don't did I write a note for that? I don't know if I did. It was fine. I think it was fine.
I don't think, okay, speaking of innovation and fresh and new, I don't think he's doing anything new with hip hop that we haven't seen before.
Yeah, he didn't get on the show because of his solos.
No.
No, he got on the show because he's a good dancer. No, he's a good dancer. I always think about like, remember that kid Kyle who was in the academy? Because mm-hmm. between him and Kyle, I wonder how Kyle would have done.
And you know what? Sometimes seeing it at the academy, we don't always get it because Genesee did really great, and look at her now.
I think it's a live show, so I think they freak her out or something.
Yeah, because she's the one that was having like a panic attack the first episode.
That's right. I forgot about that. And I feel bad. Poor thing.
I know.
Panic attacks are not fun at all.
No.
I would never wish those upon anybody.
Like, I really wanted her to do better. Yeah. And I really was expecting her to do better. And like, that just sucks that she's just not like a live show sort of person.
Okay, well, moving on. So it's Hanalei and Cole dancing Broadway by Travis Wall.
Bitch, I love me some Broadway.
So
the Broadway.
This, okay, I think it's funny how the idea is he's sad and she's happy and she's gonna make him happy. She's wearing yellow and he's wearing blue, like in Inside Out. A lot of the numbers are just hitting him, and I'm like, yeah, that's gonna make him happy. Just hit him. That makes sense. I thought it was so cute.
It was fucking adorable.
It was made for them. It was perfect for their personalities. Mm-hmm. He, especially in the very beginning of the number where he's kind of like slumping around the stage, all of that in the very beginning with him is so good.
Mm-hmm. It was, yeah.
It feels very cartoonish, but also very like.
It feels like
he's just like on the ground. He's like.
It feels like a Looney Tunes.
Also, like in the morning, like I can't get up. Yeah, Looney Tunes. There you go. Yeah.
It feels like Looney Tunes. Yeah. In like a very like cutesy little thing.
Very cute.
I think she was wearing like the simple version of the Belle's dress from Beauty and the Beast because it has a little cap sleeves and it's
also
yellow.
The Beast is wearing blue too. What does that say?
Oh, Travis Wall was inspired.
Well, also, I think Inside Out initially because he's sad and she's happy,
right?
But now Beauty and the Beast is the same color palette because
he was wearing a blue coat and
wow.
I just look at us knowing then.
Realize that correlation.
I do like the use of the umbrella. I think they did it well, and it wasn't just like, here, throw it in, whatever. I think it was, if you're going to have a prop, it's got to have a purpose.
Yeah. Prop and no it wasn't purpose, over exposed the prop. Sorry. I'm yawning. I'm tired. I loved it. I thought it was great.
I think they did really good. I think they'd be really great on like a Disney show together, like a Disney, like working in Disneyland.
Yeah.
It'd be really great working in Disneyland.
Be a cute little.
I don't know what they would do. I guess Beauty and the Beast then.
She can be whatever. She's cute. It's fine.
Right. Beauty and the Beast.
So yeah, Travis Wall for the win for everything. He's great.
I didn't know he was Broadway first, which I think is really interesting. And now I'm going to go back and look at some of his dances and see if that clicks, if that like pops up here and there. I think his theatricality.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, for sure. Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Okay.
So Magda with her solo. I love me a French outfit.
A French outfit?
I call in my notes, I spelled it fridge. So I just loved a fridge.
I love fringe. Being a fridge. I'm going to store food to myself. Her fringe pants and her fringe top, like fringe this fringe outfit unitard, whatever this is.
Fantastic.
It's great. It's perfect for ballroom. It shows off everything you want to show. And like, God, she's moving. She is working to move that outfit.
Yeah,
and
I think
she fucking did the damn thing. Mm-hmm. She did it. by herself. She did. With nobody else. I really love her solo because I think it was fun. And mostly I love this outfit.
Are you gonna, you should make one for yourself.
Oh my god, I want to look like a fringy sunset.
Oh my god, do it.
Oh my and god, bitch, can you imagine the boomerangs?
Just do the, I don't know what but I don't know what that move is where they walk and they swing their hips. Just do that all day. Just that's how you walk into everywhere.
Sachet, that is how I walk into everywhere.
No, but I mean like bitch. That way if you're gonna wear that, if you're gonna wear that.
Yeah.
Hello everybody.
How you doing? Imagine wearing you're it to at work
and you're like, how can I help you?
Let me do your measurements.
Your hips would be so toned though if you do that all
damn
day.
Damn.
The fringe is gonna make you want to dance more.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be moving it, move it. I like to.
Okay,
move
so
it, move
sorry,
it.
Moving on. So the next number we have is Slavic and Genesee dancing a jazz hip-hop number. Since it's Ray Leeper, it's jazz.
Oh, it's jazz. Okay, sorry, I didn't know. I didn't know what this was.
It has hip hop influences.
Yes.
So
I wasn't sure. I wasn't paying attention so much because wow, did I care?
Okay. Wow. Wow. Okay. So after this number, I come to the conclusion that Slavic is just a more dynamic dancer than Genesee.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're literally doing all the same moves, but yes, he just has that extra oomph that yes she doesn't have.
She's just not. I think he knows how to play it to the crowd.
Yeah,
and I
he's
think
a
she's lacking that. She's not a performer, yeah, which is why she's not doing great in live.
Yeah.
Oh no.
That sucks
that's
for
so
her.
Sad. Because you know who else is a performer? Jensen. And yeah, most, I mean, ballroom
Magnus
people.
Magnus too.
Ballroom people.
Well, that's their whole thing is they,
is
they wink
play,
and point and
play to the crowd.
Everybody,
yeah.
So that's their thing. And
because he was like looking at her. Because he
even
Hana Lay. Even Hana Lay. Because
I noticed this too. Like after we're moving ahead, but Genesee solo, she has like one emotion throughout mm-hmm one number. So mm-hmm they tell her, okay, this number, you got to be sassy. And that's all she does.
Yeah. This she doesn't, she's not dynamic enough.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Like her emotion doesn't travel with the dance. It just kind of stays there. Mm-hmm. Like they said, okay, you're a cleaning lady. You're going to have fun. Okay. Then that's it. Like it doesn't.
This and I feel like she was, I love this move, the like windmill arms move.
Samesies.
Let's do it. Then we'll tone our
arms. And then my arms will fall off.
Yeah, because, and it's, you can see it when yeah they're dancing next to each other because he's like hitting it and popping
see
it.
See, just the
like
way that he's looking at her right there. Mm-hmm. It's at the ending pose. He's looking at her and it's, there's a lot in that look.
Yeah, and she's just kind
she's
of like
just not, which is okay, sad.
Which brings me to
because I like her.
It I watch America's Next Top Model. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, religiously, I've watched it since it aired in like 2007 on UPN.
Wow, OG.
Right? Yeah, all like 23 seasons.
Oh my god,
it's a fuck ton of TV. I'm way too obsessed. But in Top Model, whenever you take photos, you have to smize. So smile with your eyes. And she's just not doing that. She's not giving it with her eyes. She's not connecting it with your eyes. So then you just look dead in the photo. She looks
that's
dead
what,
in the dance.
That's what she looks like, yeah.
She can't smize. She can't connect with the viewer. And that's why she can't perform
and
in
and
live.
The reason she's, because if she, the reason she's still there is because of Slavic,
yeah,
honestly. They love, because first of all, we're I feel like the target demographic for the show is like teenage girls and us.
Unfortunately.
So teenage girls love, oh my God, they're so,
he's
cute,
so
together.
Cute.
No, they're so cute,
oh, they're
together.
So, cute, yeah,
so they don't want to break up the couple. So they're going to keep them together.
Mm-hmm.
So Genesee isn't, she's not as high caliber as she needs to be for the show.
Right.
I feel like this is why we needed a top 10, because she would have had more time to grow. Maybe she would have been able to, because the top 10, that's what, bring back the top 10, please. They have their partner for
top 10. You mean top 20?
I'm sorry, top 20. Yes. Bring back the top 20, because they have those 5 weeks that they dance with their partner and then they build a really great connection. And then mm-hmm once it gets to top 10, then they start, you know,
with the
all
stars.
So it just, mm-hmm, it allows the dancer to grow mm-hmm so much. And I feel like she would have benefited from that better.
From more time.
Yes. It feels just like constraint and quick and too fast.
Right, because I mean, they're eliminating two more this episode.
Yeah.
And then two more next one. And then that's it.
Oh my God. Yeah, I think
they'll
so
be the top four.
It feels just so rushed. And so it's almost like you have to be a perfect dancer from the jump.
Yeah.
Or else it just feels so.
Which sucks, because like you're right. You know, they don't get the chance to grow.
And I get mad at the show, but I have to remember, like, Fox doesn't always renew them for as many episodes all the time. Right. So they just have to make do with what they got.
They should cut down audition times.
So it's Fox's fault.
Do more like live.
Or yeah, just don't. You don't always have to televise every audition.
Right. No, you don't. Like, you can just do, here's New York, here's LA, this is the live show.
Well, that's what they've been doing. But also, the Academy Week is very important, too. Because mm-hmm. that can make a break or break you. So they have to show that. So it's just, it's tough. Like, it's real tough.
Yeah.
And they're always trying to, like, bring something new to, like, make sure they're still relevant. And they're still, like.
But they're still relevant to us.
I know they are.
Forever. And we're the ones that matter.
Okay, anyways. So
next dance.
Magda Darius and Darius. With a contemporary.
Who's the choreographer?
Well, what's her name? Fast forward, so I don't know. Oh. Wait, where's my note?
Is it the lady? What's her name? JC?
Genesee?
No, the choreographer. Jackie Royal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, I think this number is brilliant.
It's a excellent visual.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
I love that they were wearing the little socks so they can glide through. They literally look like they were ice skating, and it was fucking fabulous.
I love the comment Twitch said about trust in real time.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yes.
Because you know what's interesting? I would have not preferred, but I think maybe Genesee and Slavic should have done this just so they can show how like not connected they are. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. How they don't trust each other?
No, not that. How they're just not in sync with their movements as a whole. Yeah. They're really great, so this looked great.
Yes.
But I feel like it didn't push them enough.
Also, I feel like Genesee and Slavic haven't gotten things that are like super difficult.
But it's the hip hop dancer. They're always gonna make his choreography, you know, cater to him. Because even his contemporary, who's doing his arm waves around her body, like it's the same. It's just
hip hop where she's doing contemporary.
Yeah.
I love this thing where he's like pulling her and she's like gliding around him.
Yeah, what a great visual.
And yeah, I love how they dress them. I love that she's wearing these flowy pants where you can see her body, and like, I love the lighting. It's
the waist that helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's so good.
Yeah, this moment at the close up, I didn't really believe it. It feels very like forced to me. But the ending visual where he puts the rope around her arms and pulls her back. So first of all, this camera work is fantastic.
Fucking yeah. Except I don't like that they got the camera too close to her hands because they made her hands look gigantic and then her look really tiny. That was a little weird. Camera, you do great.
But
you
this right, the ending is so good. Mm. Wow. Great visual.
Yeah.
Again, there was a lot of props in this episode, which I'm like, I'm kind of okay with, but not really. But in this case, it was good because it was just enough. Yes.
Props with purpose. Hashtag yeah. Props with purpose.
Props. That's a great. I'm going to write that down. Props with purpose.
So, yes. Overall, I think this was really good. I think this is way better than their first number.
Oh, yeah.
I think she was obviously way more comfortable with this than
she tapped into the emotion as well.
Yeah.
And after this, I wrote that saved them.
Seriously.
I'd save them.
We'll get to the elimination later.
Jensen
looking
solo.
Like a fucking highlighter, bitch. I love it.
Again, fringe, never go wrong with fringe.
Yeah, really, fringe for ballroom is just like fucking great. Because also, what I like is that it's like, it can be sexy, but it's not showing everything because the fringe is flying, so you're paying attention to the fringe, not like.
Also, it's smart to have the fringe. To have her stomach exposed, then you can see how far her hip.
Yes, how out. Far her hip extension is.
Excellent,
yes.
Excellent.
Yeah. And she's fucking just great.
So great.
I just fucking love her.
I just
marry me.
Oh dang! All right, that was quick.
I like this highlighter color.
I think she wore that in the Academy Week, I believe.
Yeah, because Magda wore her fringe outfit in the Academy Week.
You're right. It's all about the fringe.
They live in the fringe.
The fridge.
The fridge.
They live in the fridge.
Bitch, no, the fridge.
They don't.
They don't live in the fridge. We do.
We do.
Let's be real about who lives in an actual fridge.
Well, yeah.
You know what doesn't live in the fridge right now? Ice cream, and I'm sad.
Well, we're trying to do better, right?
I know. I can't have sweets. But. Although I honestly, I think I'm already losing weight, like just because I've been staying away from ice cream for 1 week.
Oh my God. And I'm that's really bad, Joy.
That is terrible. Oh, never mind. Racist. I don't want to know.
Okay, all right. So moving on. Jensen and JJ dancing hip hop. Okay, so the reason I freaked out is because this guy, Hoff, he's first of all, he's Tongan. Even though I'm not Tongan, shout out anyway, because I love the Tongan people. Shout out
Tongans, because we live in Tongan areas.
Yeah, we really do.
We live right by DFW.
Back in the day, I used to watch. Okay, I was not kidding when I said that I watch everything dance related. There's a show on Nickelodeon called Dance on Sunset. It was basically like these young dancers. And Hoff was, Hiff was one of them. And he was so rad. He was my favorite. So when I saw him, I was like, oh my God.
She was yelling. It was great.
It was. Okay, so this number, first of all, it's hip hop and it's cooking. It's literally everything I love.
Yeah.
Food. It's a hip hop song about food. They made it for me.
Bitch, I love the song.
I loved this. I loved this so much. I think they did
so good together. This is called being in sync. This is called chemistry.
Yeah. Also, like, girls got swag. Like,
she do. She do.
She's got that booty. She knows how to work it.
Yeah, and she can drop it low.
Yeah, yes, she can.
Which the other girls apparently cannot.
What I was nervous about was because you know, she's a Utah Mormon girl, mm-hmm. ballroom dancer. It can easily feel very
cheesy.
Cheesy?
Yeah.
But bring I think it's because she's got the attitude. You know, she understands.
She knows how to match it. When she does body rolls, they go from head to toe.
Yeah.
They're not like mm-hmm. just your abs. Like, it's a head to toe body roll. Oh my God. They both did really great. I think this is like where both of them and their personality was really coming out.
Yeah, it was a great showcase for their personality for sure.
And Twitch was the one who said it. He was like, hip hop is about showing off your individuality.
Yeah.
And I think they both did it. And they both still like matched each other's energy. This, whatever they did, just flipping each other over, like going in circles on the floor, flipping each other up and down, cartwheels, basically. Also,
because they're so strong.
I know.
And then they have also great chemistry.
Yes.
They get along very well. So you can tell that in the movement.
Yes. You can tell that they get each other and that they have fun with it. Like, they really exactly. do.
And I love the idea of like them cooking and they're dancing so hard they forget and their food burns. That's hilarious to me. I'm pretty sure that's happened to me.
I'm pretty sure we've done that
before.
We left the chicken in the oven too long.
Okay, so after this number I wrote Jensen is my fave.
Oh my God, really?
Like, she's my fave to win.
Same.
Yeah, I want her to
win. I already knew that.
I want her to win. She's gonna be top four.
Did you vote? Because, you know, Twitch was calling
recording right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, I mean, we'll I already did it on my phone. But yeah, everybody, nobody had, they, it looked they like got a standing cooking, ovation.
Like, so good. Love the song choice.
Song choice okay, was great.
So they did great. We love them.
Beautiful. Everything is good. Positive, yes. positive. I love their styling. It was very simple.
Yes.
And the aprons still could not cover up how good their moves were.
Also, like, she looked hot in that and she's fully clothed.
I'm upset. What is wrong with me?
Alexa, play I'm upset.
Google.
Bajira. Play upset. Or I'm upset. Sorry. Okay. So moving on. So the next solo
is... Look how happy JJ is. I know, look how so happy cute. They both are. They're so fucking great. I love you guys.
So the next solo is... Oh my God. We're going to meet them. Darius with Strange Fruit.
By Nina Simone.
First of all, the song is amazing. Amazing.
Nina Simone's vocal stylings. How the fuck? How?
Although
how?
I will say it's hard for me to hear this and not think of that number that Travis Wall choreographed.
Yes.
To this song. Because that's all I see in my head. This was good. I like his velvet pants.
Yes, I love I love me some velvet. Velvet everything. Velvet in the summer. I don't even care. I'll do it.
His spins. Things, ugh,
his he's so just great. His body, his movement, body mm-hmm. movement, body movement.
Oh my God! Wow! Yeah.
Yeah, he just did really great, and it was just like what, like 30 seconds, and mm-hmm. it was still wonderful.
Yeah.
I just love that song. And I agreed. I love Darius. And I think Darius is just done really well. And yeah. I think we talked about it last time, but it is he's very easy to mold.
Yeah.
And he just takes on every challenge and fully commits.
So I love that they're doing group numbers. I love group numbers. And mm-hmm. I think I said this like I think early in the podcast that season had all these group numbers. It was great because they would pair them off in interesting ways. So it's really good. But sorry, we're jumping ahead. Okay, so the next
I thought that one was next, but no, I forgot we have one.
Because I didn't write a note about it. So next is Cole and Hanalei dancing a cha-cha, right?
Yes.
Sure,
yes,
whatever. Yes,
it was a cha-cha.
Cha-cha.
Yeah. So they did the steps.
Yeah, yeah.
Choreographed.
What
by
did you think? Emma and Emma Slater and Sasha Farber from Dancing with the Stars, who we love.
Who we love. I'm really, I really want more Dancing with the Stars dancers.
Yeah,
to
agreed.
Be choreographing. I want them choreographing all the ballroom in this show.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
Val has done it. Mark did it. I don't think Derek's ever done it. I think Julian has. It's been a minute. I don't remember.
Well, I want Derek to do one.
Derek is great.
Derek's great.
So what did you think of this?
You first.
I asked you first.
No, you.
I
first.
Literally didn't have any notes, so I don't.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm asking you.
The first thing I said was, "Really, his shirt is off again." Like, oh. Clearly I know who, what demographic you're aiming
my
for,
only note
but it's
was
not going to get me. Sorry.
Not working. The not note working. I have is I love the song choice. It's a very interesting song choice.
Yeah. We were talking about how Latin dances, I think we mentioned it before, Latin dances to like EDM or like electronic music.
It's unexpectedly great.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the beats are right.
Yeah.
And they so match cool. in with the steps so
it's
well.
Really cool to
it's
watch.
Really weird, but really awesome. I think that Hanalei has has improved her ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
It's only been 2 weeks, but I think she has improved her ballroom.
Again, someone who would benefit from a top 20.
Yeah, I mean, I think half of them would, and I think the other half are already there, or almost there.
Which I think the show misses. It's missing the whole growth of the dancers. We're missing that.
Because we're only getting like 5 weeks of live shows.
Yeah, and it's
people,
like
how much can you learn in 5 weeks?
Jeez, I mean, I know
these guys
a lot,
have been,
but it's
these
like,
guys have been training their whole lives and you're gonna make them okay.
It's hard. I thought it was fine. I wasn't like blown away or anything.
I was on my phone.
Wow, damn. Well, you're always on your phone, so what does that mean?
No, I put my phone down for pretty much every dance except for this one.
What made you pick it up?
What
made you pick up your phone?
Anna text me.
She didn't text me. What the hell?
Oh, about tomorrow.
Whatever. Fine. Oh, I feel
do
like.
Do you want to clean with me?
I'm gonna be working. Hell, I can't.
Bitch, I know.
Anyways, so I feel like that did not deserve a standing ovation. First of all. Second
God,
of all,
oh my God, you got a standing ovation for abs.
This choreography. Fit on Hanalei very well.
No, I just okay. She definitely did better than before because they actually gave her steps
but it didn't
to do,
feel
not just lift. Her.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't feel
just because she's small doesn't mean she has to be in the air.
Like I feel like she would do this like a couple weeks later, another number, but the same genre of music or whatever. She'd be better because she got her first jitters of it out here.
Yes,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, top 20, but whatever.
Top 20, but I think that they messed up on some of the steps. They hesitated a little bit like they did. I think they did that last week, too. They were the ones you hesitate and then you're kind of off a little bit until you catch back on. I don't think this was their best. I think I've seen them do way better.
Have you, though? What's been better than this?
I think it was their contemporary piece like the first week.
Oh, that was very good. But
I think that's been their highest point.
Yeah,
together,
right.
At least. That's true. And unfortunately,
maybe
that
they're
was
not well
one.
Matched. Maybe that's what it is.
That's what I was thinking. Is because I was thinking, I guess they put him together because he's a little bit smaller and she's maybe. Obviously very small. But I feel like as far as like dance and connection, because I don't see the chemistry that the judges were saying was there. I just don't see it.
I mean, I think that Broadway number was the best of the dance, actually.
Yes, because I think they're both.
It fit their personalities
even,
really well.
Even with okay. I think they're kind of forcing Cole to like take his shirt off all the time because I feel that he's more wholesome than that.
He's because really nerdy. Like he's a huge
nerd. he's a freaking dork.
And they want him to be the heartthrob all the girls love, which they already do. But
I mean, it's easy. Just take your shirt off, and that's what America loves. Fuck you, America.
Have
for
some
being
better
shitty at voting.
Wow, calm down.
But yeah,
okay. So
I think
hold
that's,
on.
I think
pause,
that's what
please.
It was that they were not. I just don't think they're well matched. I think just because of their proportions, that does not mean a couple goes together.
No.
That's just like pairing the spares.
Yeah. So Genesee solo is next. And this is where I realized that she has one emotion per dance. And Slavik is a more dynamic
what's
dancer.
What's her emotion
her.
Here? Floating?
just kind of like not smiling, but more like
contentment.
Yeah, content. Because she's not
happy, but
you
she's
don't see
not
her
like,
feel the music. You don't see it in her. You just she's doing the movements.
Because okay, so we've got this number playing on mute. We should be able to feel something without. I mean, music obviously does a lot for dance, but we should be able to feel it.
Yeah,
without the music playing.
That's when I realized that she has one emotion and then Slavik is a more dynamic dancer than she is. And that's a shame.
Yeah. Like she may be more technically skilled, but
is she though?
I mean, I kind of keep going back to auditions and like,
I know it's hard
there. I mean, she may be more traditionally skilled. That may be a better word, better mm-hmm. phrase for it.
I mean, she has to be because she doesn't really stick out in group numbers. So it's not like it's, if she was bad, then she'd stick out and she doesn't. So.
Right. So she's not bad. She's just not
as dynamic
performer.
As other ones are.
Yeah. Which suits.
Again, she would benefit from a top 20.
I know because they have a lot of potential. And I feel like, you know, they just don't get to tap into it enough.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So group number 10.
So female group. Oh my God. I'm sorry.
Oh no.
Female group number. I love the styling.
Yes. This mask thing.
Very cool.
I love that they were dancing with each other, not just next to each other. I love that in the beginning they did that.
This is where I wrote Jensen is my fave.
Bitch.
Because I could not. I tried to watch everybody, but I kept going back to her every single time.
I did that too because I was like, okay, let me not look at my faves. Let me watch all of them, but I was distracted by my faves.
Well, anytime there is a group number, I always try to watch everybody because I want to get a feel for what the group is.
Right.
And I just in this number particularly, yeah. I just kept going back to her.
I tried to watch it as a whole, but I really wanted to see since Hanalei and Jensen are like contemporary, right? Yes.
No, Jensen is ballroom.
No, sorry, not Jensen. Hanalei and the other
Genesee. Yeah, she's
our contemporary.
Supposedly.
I was like, okay, so this is their time to shine. I want to see this. But I kept getting torn away. And like, Jensen's has a commanding presence on the stage.
We say this every time, but she's so strong.
And like, we just can't say it enough because it's fucking true.
It's like, was she supposed to go on top, like all the way on top of her shoulders?
I'm not sure. I feel like she wasn't. The emotions were telling me no, but the physical act was telling me yes.
Yeah.
So I'm confused. Why am I not confused?
This whole running thing was very effective.
Yes, I love it. I think even Magda did like really great. Because I was looking at her and I was like, oh, hey, girl. What's up? How you doing?
Yeah, so this solidifies my love for Jensen. She's got my vote. I want her to win.
And Talia Fabia?
Fabia. She's a very interesting choreography.
I think she is very, like, something fresh and something new.
Yeah.
She's different and she's, like, very special. And I really like her. Also, I really like her outfit. I want it.
Also, like, okay, so... I've said before that I haven't voted in a long time just because, you know, whatever. But so as they're critiquing this number of the girls, Twitch totally just calls everybody out. Well, me, like
Crystal's
they're right here. It's your
he
job.
He saw her
vote.
Twitter. He talked to you.
I don't talk about anything about not voting on Twitter. And he just said, like, you have a job to do and you got to vote for them because they're that good. Also, you find out Jensen is safe.
Thank the
because
Lord.
She's going to win. That's why. So Jensen.
I think so. Look at her shoulders. Oh my God. Look at how much muscle is in her neck. Jesus. I want that much muscle just like anywhere. I need to work out. Fuck.
Do that dance.
I know. I need to do that dance.
Get a fringy outfit and just do your hips all
hip
day.
It out. I'm so Google play. I'm upset.
Okay, so we
I'm
find
upset.
Out. Okay, so Genesee is safe, and we find out. No, wait.
No,
I'm sorry.
Hanalei
is safe, and we find out Genesee and Magda is in the bottom, or are in the bottom
I
four.
I am angry.
Okay, so fast, keep. Okay, so I was
upset.
No, not upset. I was not surprised actually, because I've said this before. America doesn't always like the pretty girl.
And Magda is a pretty
and
girl.
They have to have something else than just being pretty. and being good isn't enough. Like, you have to have some type of quirk or different or funny or something. And Jensen is, you know, kind of nerdy and awkward and weird. So that's her.
She's very Girl Next Door. Like, yeah. American Pie.
There's your answer right there.
She's
So now we have the top four top four men doing a hip hop number.
Juice.
Oh, my God. My God.
How surprised, pleasantly surprised, I was I by this?
Loved this so much. Darius. I like that each of them were featured.
Yes.
They each had their own segment where they were highlighted.
This choreography, man. I love that the choreography didn't take itself too seriously. It was like, obviously yeah. I'm going to show you how fucking skilled I am, but I'm going to have fun with it.
Like, yeah, exactly.
I definitely think that two people stood out to me in this group number.
Who?
Darius and JJ. Because I think their personalities are a little more out there.
Yeah. Although, but see, Slavik looks so hot doing this number to me. And I don't actually think he's that cute.
But it's because he got swag, girl.
Yeah,
he does.
And then I thought Cole was gonna be like so nerdy and awful because he's in the back a lot of the time. But then when he did his feature, I was like, okay, I see you, ballroom boy.
It was a little dorky, but like with a wink, wink.
But still, though, it wasn't bad. Like, he was doing the movements.
Like, he did it. He did it right. He did it well. Yeah, I think Slavik just like carries himself very well.
You know what? Yeah, you're right.
I think this is what he gets. He's always got like,
oh my God, JJ.
Not literally, but like figuratively, he's like,
he can't carry himself because he's not strong enough.
He need to be going to the gym.
See,
with JJ.
I don't even think he's cute, but right now I'm like, he is so fine to me right now. I don't get that.
I am not feeling that from any of these guys. But
this, okay. First of all, this right here.
This little swag. Oh, swag in a line. The swag line.
Sure.
Damn.
Anyone can do the dance move. Old people do all the time.
They literally do when they break their
Luther
hips.
Brown, shout out Luther Brown.
Luther Brown, that choreography was fine.
I can't do your movements, but can you teach a class that I can attempt to take, please? I'll try to do it. Not really.
Oh my God, can we go to LA and take that class?
Oh my God, it would be so embarrassing because I won't be able to do it.
Who cares? We can be there doing it.
Who cares? Me, I look like an idiot.
I'm sure the class will have a lot of people in it. And I'm sure you're not that bad.
Ooh,
I don't know. Let's play some hip hop and see how it goes.
Okay. So anyway, so top four men, we find out that again, Twitch calls me out. I hear you.
Says you should be voting.
He speaks sight lessons, so whatever. So we find out that who is safe? I forgot already.
JJ and Slavik are safe.
Was
upset.
I don't know if that was upset, but I was a lot of these. I was like, not surprised. I was surprised about Darius, though. But at the same time, like, what's his face? Nigel said last week, someone just has to be in the bottom. You know what I mean? So it's not like it's.
And especially because like there's not that many dancers. Exactly. So a bottom four is literally half of them.
Yeah.
So every half of you are going to be in the
again,
bottom four.
Slavik, they want that. They want that romance. Slavik and Genesee, they want it. Because honestly, I don't think Genesee should be there anymore.
No, she shouldn't. She had two chances. She had three chances technically, and she didn't show up. So she literally didn't show up.
So we find out that Magda and Cole go home, and I'm not upset. I'm a little surprised, but actually, no, I'm not, because I said this last week that America, there's just one pretty girl that they don't like, and doesn't matter what she does, they won't like her. And it's evident, because same with Cole. I feel like Cole Cole might be an instance where the girls love him, but they think, oh, he's safe, so I'm not going to vote for him, so they just don't do it. And maybe Magda is that same way, but for the most part, the pretty girl always goes pretty quickly.
That sucks. I really love Magda. I didn't like her in the beginning, but she, those first 2 weeks, man, she changed my mind.
I don't hate her by any means, and she's fine. But when I compare to how much I really like Jensen, doesn't compare.
It's day and
so
night.
If I have to choose between the two, it's going to be Magda that goes home. Yeah. Sorry, because I love Jensen.
But if I had to choose between in this bottom four, who would you pick in your to go home from these bottom four?
Oof. Well, Genesee, obviously, because she's just not strong enough. She's not. It should have been Cole and Honolulu. Oh my god, Cole and Genesee. Genesee of those two four.
Yeah,
because Darius is too good.
Darius is too good. He should not even be there.
And Magda has. She's a performer. That's the difference. Yes, that's the difference right there.
Because she can turn it out when she needs to.
Yeah,
she's only done badly one dance.
Oh my god, I thought about something. So when Jensen wins, I believe she'll be the first female ballroom dancer to win the show.
Shut up.
Yes.
Really?
I need to look that up for sure. But I'm pretty sure she'll be the first.
Oh my god.
Because Benji won in season two and he was a ballroom dancer. Mm-hmm. I think that's the last time that a ballroom dancer win. I think. It's been a while. But when Jensen wins, because I'm convinced.
Bitch. It's gonna happen. She better fucking win. If she doesn't win, goo goo. Play. <I'm upset. laughs> I just love it. That video was so funny.
You need to get a we need to get a Google Home so you can just call it Goo Goo. Goo Goo.
Is it gonna understand?
Play me Goo Goo Dolls.
No.
Goo Goo. Play I'm upset.
I really want these maroon wide leg pants.
Right, samesies.
They're fucking hot. I want them.
So what any last thoughts since that's over?
This is fucking rude. The wrong girl went home.
Yeah, I agree. Honestly, she won't be there much longer because there's no way.
She better fucking not. Well, I mean, I just voted her out. Look, so
if you look at, okay, so if you're basing off tonight, mm-hmm. Hanalei's number, the cha-cha number and the ballroom number, that's gonna
that
edge out.
That was the ballroom, the cha-cha.
No, I'm sorry, the cha-cha and the Broadway number. Mm-hmm. That's gonna edge out Genesee for sure.
Yeah,
because what else? I don't even remember what they did, but I just know it wasn't strong enough. And Jensen is Jensen. So who do you think will be the top guy? That's hard. That's harder to me.
I personally would like JJ to be the top guy. I'd be okay with JJ or Darius. Same. But I really want JJ so that it can be him and Jensen.
That would be beautiful.
That would be beautiful.
Yeah.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
Hey, and we know Darius can do hip hop because he did that number, that hip hop number with Comfort.
Yeah, he fucking did.
Remember?
Ugh. That yes. Was great. Yes. Oh my God. Is she gonna? No. Wait. That was last year.
What?
Never mind.
What are you
never
talking
mind.
About?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay. So I am. Those are our thoughts on. So you think top eight?
Do you agree? Do you disagree?
Joy's upset, and I'm pretty content.
I mean, generally, I'm always upset. So.
I think for the most part, as long as Jensen is still there, I'm okay.
Yeah, I think I. I mean, and I would top three: Jensen, Darius, JJ. That's my top three.
Well, there'll be a top four.
Well, I don't care about the fourth Wait. Person.
No, oh no, it'll be a top four. So there's two couples left. So,
I guess I'll take
Hanalei. Because not Genesee. Genesee does not deserve to be there. I'm sorry.
No. I could take Hanalei. Oh, because it's two girls and two guys. Okay. Yeah, I'll take Hanalei.
Yeah. What a weird season this is.
Yeah. Because you have people that are fucking amazing and people that are good.
Yeah. All right. Well, let us know what you think. Tweet at us.
Chris, I got to go to sleep.
We have thoughts three.
At We Have Thoughts 3. Follow us on Instagram. I post the randomest, stupidest shit. If you care to know about our lives at all. Yeah. Not really.
The listeners that we don't have.
Yeah, all the listeners, all the followers we don't have. Okay. We've been getting a lot of followers, though. But I think they're just following us just so we can follow them back.
Well, that's rude. They should tweet at us.
Tweet at us.
But we're desperate for listeners, so it doesn't matter. Just whatever.
Like our post, retweet us,
be our friend,
reply.
Okay, we'll see you guys next week
for a top four.
Oh my god. Yeah. Shut
oh
up.
Oh my god,
the beginning of the end. Okay,
I mean, yeah.
Okay, bye,
bye.